Shadows of Grace, goth makeup that tells a redemption story. Hey friends, welcome to this casual chat about blending goth style with faith in a real way. Today we're talking about goth makeup with a testimony, how the look shares a redemption story. It is all about taking that dark, dramatic vibe and letting it point straight to the hope we have in Christ. We will keep things relaxed, like friends talking, and we will weave in some solid Bible examples on parenting too. No heavy lectures, just honest thoughts you can use. Goth makeup hits different when you see it as more than fashion. You start with that super pale base, almost like stepping out of a long dark season. Then comes the heavy black liner that makes your eyes pop with intensity. Deep black lips finish it off bold and unapologetic. This look can quietly tell the story of moving from darkness into light without saying a word. It shows you understand hard times, but you also know the one who brings beauty from ashes. The Bible is full of this kind of transformation. 2 Corinthians 5:17 says, "Therefore, if anyone is in Christ, the new creation has come, the old has gone, the new is here." Your goth makeup can live out that verse. The dark elements stay, but now they serve a new purpose, pointing to redemption instead of staying stuck in pain. When you apply that white foundation, it can remind you how Jesus makes us clean and new. The black shadow around the eyes mirrors walking through the valley of the shadow of death in Psalm 23, yet knowing God is right there with you. Maybe you add a touch of red, like a deep crimson accent, and it brings to mind the blood of Christ that covers every mistake. This style stands out in a world that loves bright and polished looks. Goth makeup says, "Yeah, life gets really dark sometimes, but redemption is even stronger." It becomes a kind of silent witness. People notice the bold eyes and lips, and it creates chances to share how Christ changes everything from the inside out. Parents, this connects deeply with how we raise kids in faith. Proverbs 22:6 tells us, "Train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is old, he will not depart from it." It is not about forcing kids into one mold. It is about building a foundation so strong that no matter what style they explore, they know their true identity is in Jesus. Deuteronomy 6:6 and 7 adds, "These commandments that I give you today shall be on your heart. You shall teach them diligently to your children, and shall talk of them when you sit in your house, and when you walk by the way, and when you lie down, and when you rise." Everyday moments become teaching opportunities. If your kids try goth makeup or dark clothes, talk with them calmly about how God redeems every part of who we are, including how we express ourselves outwardly. Ephesians 6:4 says, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Gentle guidance works better than harsh rules that shut kids down. Show them by example that faith and creativity can go together beautifully. Maybe try a relaxed family time where you discuss symbols and makeup, black for the reality of sin we mourn, white for purity in Christ, red for his sacrifice that makes us whole. Colossians 3:21 warns, "Fathers, do not embitter your children, or they will become discouraged." Kids need room to breathe while staying anchored in truth. A goth-inspired look can actually help them process emotions honestly and still point toward hope. It teaches that God cares about the heart first. As 1 Samuel 16:7 reminds us, "Man looks at the outward appearance, but the Lord looks at the heart." You can keep expanding this idea for hours. Goth culture often embraces mystery and melancholy, which actually lines up with honest Christian faith. We do not pretend the world is all sunshine. We face the brokenness, remember the cross, and celebrate the resurrection. Your smoky eyes and pale skin become an honest reflection of that balance. Turn your daily makeup routine into something meaningful. As you blend the dark shades, pray for people still lost in darkness. As you set everything in place, thank God for holding your life together. It becomes a simple daily reminder of your redemption story lived out visibly. For parents, this means modeling balance at home. Let kids see you express yourself creatively while staying rooted in Scripture. Talk about Bible figures who did not blend in, like John the Baptist with his unusual desert look, or David who worshiped with everything he had. Faith can be expressive and personal. The more you think about it, the more goth makeup fits a redeemed life. It has staying power because it goes deep. Add a simple cross necklace against black clothing, and the visual message gets even stronger. It sparks questions like, why the dark style? That opens doors to talk about how far God brings us. Bible parenting principles keep coming back strong. Psalm 127:3 calls children a heritage from the Lord. Treat them as precious gifts. Guide them with wisdom, not control. Let their unique expressions grow under God's light without turning faith into a list of strict rules that push them away. Proverbs 1:8 encourages listening to parental instruction, yet we balance that with letting the Holy Spirit work in their hearts. Casual talks at home build lasting faith. When styles like Goth show up, use them as opportunities to discuss light and darkness in Scripture. You can layer more meaning into every step of the makeup. Foundation for new beginnings. Eyeliner for seeing clearly with spiritual eyes. Lipstick for speaking truth boldly. It all ties together into one testimony of grace. Parents, consistency matters. Talk faith naturally throughout the day. Show kindness even when styles differ from yours. That gentle approach from Ephesians helps kids stay open to God instead of rebelling. The look, the faith, the parenting wisdom, they all connect. Goth makeup with a testimony shows that nothing is too dark for God to redeem, including our outward style and the way we raise the next generation.